Today is another day without peace in the Middle East. Israel's defense minister says he has given the army blanket permission to move into Palestinian-controlled territory whenever it feels such a move is necessary. Earlier, the army briefly entered a Palestinian-ruled town outside Jerusalem. Israelis and Palestinians are considering an internationally commissioned report on the causes of their 7-month-old conflict. A 5-member committee headed by former Senator George Mitchell is suggesting ways to end the bloodshed. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
First, tell us more about what happened today in this town outside Jerusalem.
Well, it was the town of Beit Jala, and it seems to be the first Israeli army invasion into a Palestinian-ruled area in the West Bank, similar to what we've been seeing for weeks in the Gaza Strip, though it was quite small-scale. Essentially, Israeli ground troops and jeeps moved about 100 yards into Beit Jala. This is where Palestinian gunmen for months have been shooting onto the nearby Jewish neighborhood of Gilo, which they consider a settlement on occupied land. In Beit Jala, there were some heavy exchanges of fire, more than a dozen Palestinians wounded, and as you said, one killed, and a number of buildings damaged. It comes just a day after Palestinians say Israel's army assassinated a member of a militant group, Islamic Jihad, right in this very area, and Palestinians had vowed retaliation.
Israelis and Palestinians are blaming one another for starting this latest round of confrontation. What does the Mitchell report say?
Well, it's quite diplomatic. It blames both sides. The document is still not officially published, but according to comments by Israeli and Palestinian officials and press leaks, the report goes into some detail into the very early days of the conflict, which kicked off when Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, then opposition leader, visited a contested holy shrine in Jerusalem and declared eternal Israeli sovereignty there. The report says this visit was not the sole cause of this violence, but it does criticize its timing. It says Israelis should have seen this would be provocative. The report rejects Israel's allegations that Palestinians had pre-planned their resumption of armed struggle. Instead, it says that what it found significant was Israel's use of lethal force against unarmed Palestinian demonstrators, which in fact killed several just after Friday prayers. And essentially, it blames both sides then in these very early days for not exercising restraint to stop this escalation of violence.
That's about causes now, maybe some solutions. What are the suggestions that the report has for ending this?
Well, it calls on both sides to act together at the same time, which each has said the other should go first. On the Palestinian side, the report says that Palestinian officials should publicly denounce terror attacks like bus bombings, that it should make a 100% effort to prevent them. For example, it should re-imprison militants that it released last fall. It calls on Palestinian security services to stop sniper attackers. For Israel, it says Israel should switch to non-lethal methods of crowd control, stop shooting at kids who throw rocks. It says Israel should pull its troops back to the positions they held before the fighting. The committee did not endorse Palestinian demands for a peacekeeping force, and this is much to Israel's relief, which sees peacekeepers as an unwanted outside intervention.
And briefly, is there any indication that the report is going to have any effect at all?
Not so far. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has called for another summit to discuss the recommendations, but Israel rejects this. The biggest surprise really was a strong condemnation of Israel's settlement enterprise. It calls on Israel to stop building settlements in occupied territory. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today rejected this, said Israel will only discuss the future settlements during final peace negotiations. The sides have another week to submit their comments, and we really don't know yet what they're going to say.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.